The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and this is Time for Technology. Virtual reality allows us to immerse ourselves in other worlds with sights and sounds that put us in the experience. Now, as Elizabeth Lee tells us, one company is helping people to feel in VR, too.
Researchers in haptics, the feeling of touch, are incorporating this sense into virtual reality.
You can just drop it, it's magnetic.
The French company Go Touch VR created these devices called VR Touch to wear on the fingertips. Pressure is applied that correlates to what the user is seeing and doing.
That will open enormous possibilities.
Including allowing users to train in a safe virtual environment.
Ideally, for training purposes, the user would have three of the VR Touch on each hand. That way, when you're in the virtual reality content, you can easily move things around.
For example, for surgical preparation, you can interact with the patient and prepare yourself for the operation later on.
Another application can be found in advertising.
You can, for example, visit an apartment, virtual apartment. You can open a cabinet, you can touch the bed, feel its softness, and that generates a physical connection with the buyer.
GoTouch VR hopes this device will interest content producers, major corporations, and even the military, as virtual reality is more widely used in the real world. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Las Vegas.
Gaming is one big application of virtual reality. As Kevin Enix tells us, a Russian company is giving gamers an experience unlike any other.
Here's how it works. Players wear markers on their legs, arms, heads, and weapons that are tracked by infrared cameras. That information is sent in real time back to the player's VR headsets.
The full body technology allows players to dive into virtual reality as much as possible. Your own leg and arm movements in physical reality match the moves in virtual reality. You can come close to your friend to shake their hand, to give them a high five. All of these things allow you to immerse yourself into the world you've come to play in.
The creators say the feeling can be unsettling and feel very, very real.
You experience very unusual feelings when you're inside the game, and you don't observe it from outside. But when you become a game character, people are scared of heights. Players can experience vertigo because they begin to think they are on the 60th floor when they look down.
The real-time VR technology has clear applications beyond gaming.
The technology can be used for military simulations, training programs for the police, for the military, for the emergency services, etc.
Or it can be used to clear out a horde of zombies. Kevin Enix, VOA News.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.